If you are single, you've been using this word with your friends, but we have a new, more covert term to use. Top 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And if you are single, you've heard the term an F-boy.
Oh,
yep. Have heard that.
Yep. A bleep boy.
Yep.
And Holly, how would you describe a bleep boy?
I'm sure there's a better Urban Dictionary definition, but basically a guy that is not looking to settle down with you, wants to get it and then probably get out.
Yeah.
And will probably in the process break your heart, hurt your feelings a little bit.
And according to Urban Dictionary, a bleep boy, they do whatever they want, whenever they want, and don't care who they screw over while doing it. They lead girls on to believe that they are special and they really care about you when they turn into very excitable douchebags that do whatever they can to get it.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
I think I did a pretty good job paraphrasing.
Absolutely.
Without having seen it. And by the way, the more that you talked about that, I just want to make a caveat. Bleep boys do not have an age limit.
No.
Oh. You might think by the word boy, but that's incorrect. I actually know men in their late 40s and possibly early 50s who are bleep boys.
You want to name anybody, Holly, specifically?
No.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. I'll be very kind and leave it at that.
Well, it's kind of awkward to say that out loud in public. Like, ooh, I just had a conversation with a bleep boy.
Right.
So we have one of our coworkers that works on our street team. So when we used to be able to go out and do events before the pandemic, one of our street team members, Sharon, who we've talked to on our Uncensored podcast, has a YouTube channel.
Very successful.
Right. She has like, what, over 500?
Over 500,000 subscribers.
Right. And so when she says something, people listen in that space on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so we just discovered that a term that she coined on her blog has now made it to Urban Dictionary as a better way to describe a bleep boy.
And maybe a little bit more societally friendly than saying that.
Yes. Now, Scott, you did the research to find out what Sharon said.
Yeah. So here's the clip where the coined phrase is actually made. Here it is.
My worst breakup story is about a boy named Joey. Oh, God. If their name is actually Joey, just sure. We dated for about 3 months. Then one day he broke up with me without giving me a reason. Sounds like a Joey. Eventually, I found out he broke up with me because I wouldn't send him nudes. And he was sending nudes and asking for nudes from another girl while we were dating because I wouldn't send him nudes. So, girls, don't date a Joey. Retweet.
So a new term was coined, a Joey.
A Joey.
A Joey. Now you have another example, Scott? Is this an example of how...
This is like how you would use... Is this like, for example, how you would use it in a sentence or just an example of a person maybe?
Who might. This is kind of like, I guess, how it'd be used in context.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't have a man's because every boy I meet is a Joey.
That's how you would use it. Instead of using the F-boy.
Yeah.
You would use a Joey.
The cleaned up version, which is the Joey.
Right. And so Sharon, our coworker, has 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. And so you'd be like, oh, that's cute. But it has made it to Urban Dictionary.
It's a thing.
And so if you go to urbandictionary.com, which I feel like they are the official outside of like Webster's Dictionary.
Well, that's exactly what they are. They're right. The official dictionary of slang terms.
Here is what they have posted about Joey. A Joey is basically the clean version of the word bleep boy. He's a boy that doesn't genuinely care about you and is only playing and using you. This is a boy that does you wrong, whether it's cheating on you, leading you on, and more. This circulated from the Just Sharon YouTube channel.
Wow!
So we know somebody famous!
Yeah. That is awesome.
So one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up on the air is, Scott, you are single.
God.
Please do not become a Joey.
Oh, don't become a Joey. I guess it's, you know, it kind of just classifies as like, what do I have to not do to become a Joey? And I think it just kind of narrows down to, I just kind of have to genuinely care about other people and their feelings.
And I think also be honest about it. Because from when I was single, what would bother me the most is that if you want to just play around and have fun, tell me that.
Just be honest.
If
I might want that too.
Right. Or if not, then I can say this isn't my thing and I can move on, but just don't play games.
I think Miguel and I can also probably both agree on what you the one thing you should not do is on like a date with a girl, first date, even second date. Don't talk about taking her on a vacation if you are a Joey. Because it seems like a lot of Joeys like to bring out vacations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Okay. Because
they're not going to happen.
No. You know what? Let's do this. Tomorrow morning, Holly, Let's come up with a list of how we can prevent Scott from being the Joey of Tampa Bay.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
With you being single now, yeah. I just want to make sure that your reputation is intact.
I don't want to be a Joey. I'm a Scott.
Save that. Save that. So tomorrow morning, Holly and I will present to you the rules on how you cannot be the Joey of Tampa Bay, okay?
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, it is 6:56. Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
Which actress was at one point kidnapped